I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. We become a part of time.
Hi, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got quite an interesting show for you this evening, talking about some very topical subjects, especially riding the wave of chaos. And we'll also be talking about some great tips on personal development in the area of changing core beliefs. And also, some interesting information from Bashar with respect to the fundamentals. Now, with respect to what's going on in the world today, I guess there's not too many of us that can't appreciate that we may be on the edge of riding the wave of chaos. And I'd like to jump right into that information right at the top of the show. And the information comes from Bashar, and Bashar can be accessed at www.bashar.org. They've got amazing sets of information there, tapes and videos of Daryl Anka channeling Bashar. And for those who are new to the show, Bashar expresses himself as an extraterrestrial from the Esasani civilization. And his information has been most valuable to many people across the planet for over 25 years now that Daryl's been doing the channeling. Now, neither Daryl nor Bashar tries to push the idea that, in fact, he is an extraterrestrial, because the most important thing with his information is, in fact, the information. So what they suggest is that you take a good assessment of the information and use what you can use. And if you can't use it, you'll find what you need someplace else. At any rate, I think that this is the most appropriate time to be discussing riding the wave of chaos, and I hope there'll be a few tips in here that will be useful to you in the interesting times that we live. And it begins like this. We know, as we have been saying for quite some time, that things in your personal lives and things in your collective reality, your society, are beginning to become, as many of you have observed, very much more chaotic. Many things are breaking down. Many things are becoming much, much, much more magnified. Many energies seem to be happening all at once. And we remind you once again, as we have said before, that the key to riding the wave of chaos is not to resist it, but to allow yourself to know you are a part of the energy of chaos. To allow yourself to be chaos, and in becoming chaos and allowing a new form of organization in, rather than imposing your old system of organization upon it. By letting this new idea in, and as you say, riding it, going with it, not resisting it, you will then, by becoming chaos, allow the chaotic action to show you through synchronicity what it is you really need to be aware of, how it is that life will organize itself using you as a guidepost. The more you allow yourself to become who and what you are, the more natural you become, the more truthful to yourself you become, the more representative you become of the facet of the infinite you were created to be, then the easier it will be for your reality, when it becomes more chaotic, to be able to reflect to you those aspects of the chaos that have to do with you and are important to apply in your life, and those aspects of the chaos that don't have to be with you and which you can let go of. These will reveal themselves. You will see a new organization coming in, a new organizing principle that will let you know through synchronicity which things you need to pay attention to, which things you can let go of, which things are no longer necessary in your life. Things that perhaps in the past you have been taught you need to hold on to, you can now begin to really let go of so that you can understand that the most important aspect of being able to handle the new chaos, the amplified and magnified chaos that is going on in your society, will be to streamline yourself, let go of excess baggage. It will seem as if you are becoming, in a sense, supersonic, and that you must trim off anything that doesn't belong to you, or you will not really be able to ride the wave smoothly. It will be as if you are an airplane with many appendages that do not need to be there. You must become more like a rocket, in that sense, more streamlined, so that the waves of chaos can slip past you more easily, so that you can go through them, and in becoming more streamlined in that sense, you'll be able to pass through the eye of the needle, in which all chaos occurs and toward which your society is rapidly heading. And in that eye of the needle, there will be no room, as we have said, for things that do not belong to you. It will have no room to carry through all of these and those definitions, all of those experiences that hold you back, or that limit you, that are defined as something other than yourself. All of the excess baggage of beliefs you have been brought up with, taught to hold on to, that you do not need, that weigh you down, you will have to let go of to pass through that eye of the needle. As things get more chaotic, it will be more tumultuous, and it will be as if you are being cast about in the wind. You will not be able to find any kind of sense of direction. If you don't let go of those things that allow you not to experience smoothness and the streamlined motion that you need to have. So we would recommend, more importantly than ever, you lighten up and let go. Drop those things that have nothing to do with you. You do not need them. They only hold you back. You must be able now to move more swiftly because things are going to accelerate even more and more and more and more, especially in what you call your next couple of years. So I would recommend that you allow yourself now to recognize you can move much faster, much more smoothly, and you can, in doing so, give yourself the opportunity to be able to see what's going on around you almost impartially, as if you yourself are almost not involved, as if you are like the eye of the storm and everything is moving around you. This is the nature of attached detachment. As you become more involved with true life, in some ways you seem to become less involved with life around you paradoxically. You will actually be able to become more active if you want to be, but only in those things that are truly representative of who you are. The more you insist and remain insisting on becoming active in those things that have nothing to do with you, that are really not your truth, the more difficult it will be for you to maintain your course towards that eye of the needle, that transition point that is coming up very much more strongly now than ever before. Remember that what we are saying here is not metaphorical. We are talking about real energy, collective consciousness energy, that are truly piling on a critical mass, amplifying itself. Allow yourselves the opportunity to trust who you know yourselves to be, to take a deep breath and sigh. And in that sigh, release those things you do not need, those things that perhaps you have been holding on to for a long time, maybe for all your life, that you know you really want to let go of. Now is the time to really understand how to let them go, to let it be all right, to surrender to yourself, and remember again, please, we will constantly remind you of this because it is one of the most important things now at this crucial time. That surrendering is not the giving up of something. True surrender is a total acceptance of yourself, your true self. You're not losing anything in the surrender, the way your society usually means that word. you're not giving up anything in the sense of loss. Surrender means to open up to your total self, to give in and let go of the things you think you're supposed to be. Just be who you are. It will see you through. Allow yourself to let go, for the seas will only become choppier now, and only by being your essential self will you be able to ride those waves in such a manner that they will not feel like a storm to you, even though you may observe that there is chaos of storm all around you. This is what being in the center is all about. This is the effect that you get in your life when you do that guaranteed. Guaranteed in effect, physically in effect, guaranteed. But you must let go, and the degree to which you still feel tumbled about is the degree to which you may still have ideas that you must let go of that are not you. And so you can use that as a measuring device to see how well you're doing in letting go of who you are not and in accepting who you are as you were originally made to be, created to be, an infinite creator with unlimited possibilities. Who knows that and acts like they know it, a creative being, a loving being. That is all you have to be. The rest takes care of itself because you are creating life through you. You are experiencing who you are through you, and as you become clear, and as you become centered, and as you become like unto the eye of the needle, then nothing that does not belong will be capable of passing through you. You will be your own best filter, and you will filter out that which is not you. And on the other side of the eye of the needle, there will only be that thin, bright light and thin, bright edge that is unerringly, unmistakably just you. Just you. Your true essential self. Just you. That will be all that is left because that is all there is. Just you. And this goes for every one of you. I thought it was important at this time to reiterate that information that did come out a couple of years back. So when we note the time frame of in a couple of years, I think we can all recognize that that's about now. And we can also see that things are rapidly changing in many ways in the world around us. And I'm not one really to get into predicting events or circumstances in a general sense, because I've always felt that how you react to what happens to you is always way more important than what happens. So as you go along in your spiritual journey, I think many of you have realized this, and I know that years and years ago when I used to do Tarot or I Ching readings, there used to be more of a focus on the what as opposed to how you deal with things. And clearly I've always felt that life was kind of like a factory that draws you to events that either you're running from or that you're chasing after. And developing this neutral point is clearly the way to go. And obviously, when people are in the middle of catastrophe or chaos, it's always easier said than done to A, maintain your peace, and B, keep in the eye of the needle with respect to your peace and being who you are. Now, many of the events that I think will be occurring fairly soon, one of those being economic collapse, is one of the events that externally may seem to be a negative. But if you've been listening to ETA Yoga for the last few months, I think you can appreciate that one of the key points that we keep bringing up over and over and over again is that external events do not come with built-in meaning. And many people, because they want to cling on to the old, will experience this in negative ways and will identify all the changes that are happening as negative occurrences. And I think the key to dealing with issues that are external, that are viewed as negative, is clearly to throw a positive spin on them. And when you throw a positive emotional spin on outer circumstances, the formula is positive identification of the experience in, positive identification in, positive experience out. When you identify outer circumstances as negative, then you can expect a negative experience. And week after week on ET Yoga, I challenge these people to try this in their daily lives. Take a look at situations in your life and try to throw the positive spin. And even if you don't see any possible way that something could turn out to be positive, try it and see how it works. And even if you say to yourself, I don't see any possible way this could be positive, but I'm going to throw a positive spin on this and wait and see, even if it isn't the highest vibration, I think you'll start to see results. And the more that you start to see results, the more you're going to use this technique. In fact, in Bashar's teachings, he'll go so far as to say, it's one of the main things that the rational thinking mind can do. It's the job of the rational thinking mind to put positive spin on outer circumstances. That's the key job. And when you get good at that, what you find is that life is what you make it. And it's not about other people's concept of what you should be or what they view the circumstance as. The point is, how are you going to experience your life? And in connection with that, Bashar would say that the outer experience is created by you. It's your thoughts, beliefs, and definitions that create this outer experience. And so it's very important, of course, to get a handle on what are your thoughts, beliefs, and opinions about things in general, and especially what Bashar labels as your core beliefs. Now, this kind of ties in with the subject that I wanted to touch upon a little bit tonight, and that is to pass on some of the more advanced techniques for those people that are finding it hard on a month-to-month basis to have the extra money to spend on spiritual tools and tapes and discs and this type of thing. And for those who have been listening to ET Yoga, our focus of our show is on self-empowerment and in maximizing the immune system. Now, sometimes when we talk about this, it's not really seen in capital letters, but my opinion, personally, is that these two areas are going to be necessary for people en masse to survive the upcoming times of chaos. With the types of disease and toxicity that is in the air, in the water, in the food that we eat, it's important to maximize the immune system, because frankly, it's going to be necessary. It is necessary, like now, to get a handle on maximizing your immune system. And one of the ways that that can be done is through initially a detoxification and putting in proper nutrients into the body. And if you're looking for, you know, a really long, detailed explanation of what really that means, I would suggest check out the site Healing the Known and the Unknown, especially since there's going to be a lot of unknown diseases out there and are out there. And you want to have the proper mental attitude and physically that correlation in your immune system. And base one is detoxing. And the American Botanical Pharmacy, Dr. Schultz in California, is a great one of the great sources for those types of materials for doing your liver and kidney and colon and brain detoxifications, and also providing the proper nutrients with the superfood. And another great way to boost the immune system is with Egyptian healing rods. And that's www.EgyptianHealingRods.com. That's Sri Ramka and Kira Ra. And I think that you'll find that these are very effective in boosting the immune system. The Russian analysis recently has indicated that 7 to 10 minutes utilizing these rods daily, it's like being in a pyramid. It's also similar to getting about an hour of acupuncture. Now, that's on the physical side is a good starting point. Most of you already are into, you know, natural foods and cutting out the red meats in your diet. And if you, you know, if you're not to that point already, my suggestion is put the pedal to the metal. And on the flip side of the physical is the mental approach. And since we were, you know, coming into this world, when we first came in, our first half a dozen years or so, we're basically downloading belief systems from our initial caregivers. And as well-meaning as those people were to teach us the best that they knew, the fact is that some of those beliefs and definitions and ideas are no longer necessary or do not serve us in a positive way. It's important to identify these things. And to that result, identifying core beliefs, let's say that you have identified a belief that you feel no longer serves you. Or let's use an example. Making money is hard and difficult. And I know many people have emailed in and asked about the, you know, the money situation. And I can't say that it's a very complicated subject with respect to, you know, the amount of money you have and how much you really need and identifying your needs from your wants. And I know that it's been such a total focus on money, and not that it isn't important, but it certainly isn't the most important. One of the things that Bashar would suggest is identify the core belief in you. In other words, you can be going around saying, like, you know, I think I have the proper attitude about manifesting money, but when you've got a core belief that says that getting money is very hard to accomplish, that core belief is sort of an overriding parameter of your success. And Bashar has stated that once you identify a belief such as that, and what you'll find is if you think back to your childhood and the people around you and what their beliefs were around money, you probably inherited that many of those beliefs. Now, you may share some of them, and you may be aware of some of them, but you may be not aware of some of them. So this is the inner work that needs to be done there. And Bashar would say once you identify a negative core belief, you know, which that you would like to change, at the moment that you identify it, it becomes powerless. So the identification is the first step in neutralizing that core belief. Now, one of the techniques that Bashar has taught that I find very effective is visualizing this core belief as connected to an electric light bulb. And it's plugged into the wall, and mentally you're going to unplug this core belief. And you're going to have another light bulb next to it, and it's going to have the belief that money comes easily. And once you identify that belief and it's a light bulb, you want to take the cord and plug it into a socket and see it light up. So now you've got the new belief that money comes easily, and light that up and focus on it and shine that light. And where that light shines out into the outer world, act on the area that that light shines, and you will find that it will put you in a positive synchronicity. Now, even if that's not possible, it's still good to neutralize the negative belief, focus on the positive belief. But that's one of the techniques that Bashar teaches, and it's a very useful technique for reprogramming your core beliefs. Now, if any of you have ever taken courses in remote viewing, you can appreciate the different the vibrational levels of the brain, the alpha, the beta, and the theta and the delta. And what they try to teach in those courses is to how to access deeper levels of brain vibration, because your inner programming can be done more efficiently from deeper levels. And in relating that to, let's say, your personality structure, your personality structure is kind of like who you really are at the level of your higher self, for whatever reasons, decides to have this 3D experience, is somewhat similar to a snorkel diver deciding to go into the ocean, into a more denser level of awareness. And there's a certain apparatus that the snorkel diver puts on with the breathing tanks and the mask, and those and that type of equipment helps him to function in the denser reality. And your personality is similar to that. And those goggles that you wear under the water are the alignment, allows you to have alignment with your higher self. And the key there is following your excitement, following your joy, following your passion. And so when you're following your joy, following your excitement, following your passion, you're more in alignment with your higher self. And the personality basically functions as a tool, and it's also composed of ideas that you have developed and beliefs that you've developed over many lifetimes. So, you know, it is a subject that at one point, you know, needs to be addressed. You need to know what you really believe, because your outer reality is the experience of your beliefs, thoughts, and definitions. If you have negative thoughts, beliefs, and definitions that are showing up in your reality, the reason is not because of anybody else. Like, you don't need to rely on anybody else to protect you or to tell you how to be, because you're the boss of you. And one of the problems that we have in our society is that we've been taught how to give our power away to various groups and organizations. And typically what we find is that those very same people abuse us, and they abuse us in many ways. And this is part of the process. If you really look at your life and you're finding any kind of an area where you're having some difficulty, I challenge you to look at that area, and what you're going to find is that you have given power away in that area. That's why you're being abused in that area. If you weren't being, you wouldn't be abused if you didn't give your power away. It's basically as simple as that. And in point of fact, we've been taught that we're powerless, and once you identify some of these core beliefs, what you'll realize is that when you have these negative core beliefs, they will show up as what you identify as negative experiences. And I think this whole process is all sort of tied together with the beliefs, because what you believe is the most probable reality is your most probable reality. So belief is huge, and it's worth spending the time to get down to some of those core beliefs. Now, another tip that Bashar has passed on that I think is really important. It's sort of that fine print in the contract, so to speak, is that sometimes when we change core beliefs, we're constantly looking at the reflection or our outer experience to indicate that we have changed our belief, and we look for the outer circumstance to change. So, for example, in the money area, we might think that, you know, I really changed my core belief into that money comes easily, but nothing's changing. Well, as soon as you identify that nothing's changing, what it is kind of throws you back into the loop again, that back into your belief that money's hard and nothing's changing, and then that's exactly what you get. So what Bashar says, it kind of works kind of like an echo. That first belief that money was hard is the first reflect echo that you're going to get when from the outer experience. And even though the outer experience appears not to change, you still must keep firm in your belief that you have changed that inner programming. the second echo that will come is the real one that you want, which is that money comes easy, and it's going to come after the first reflection. That's just the nature of how reality works in 3D. So hang in there with and keep, you know, reinforcing to yourself that you've changed your belief, and in point of fact, when you really believe it, that's when you're going to see it reflected in your outer circumstance. Now that's just one example, but it's a very important example, especially because many of us get caught up in, you know, putting a time frame on things manifesting. Now, as we get closer and closer to 2012, I think many of us are going to see that things do tend to manifest much more quickly in the outer circumstance. Now, prior, in previous years, sometimes, in point of fact, beliefs, take a long time to manifest. And this is one of the things that has made our society think that things happen to us instead of us creating that outer reflection because, you know, until this new age, people really haven't made that connection, that thoughts, beliefs, and definitions create the outer experience. And the point is that because we've been taught that the outer experience happens to us, we've been taught that we're powerless. When you take responsibility for your outer reflection, and that means 100% responsibility, that's the key, that we as individuals and we as people who live in countries and people that live on this planet need to realize that we create the outer reflection. And the them out there is us. That's the paradox. The paradox clearly is that our beliefs and definitions create the outer reflection. So when you take 100% responsibility for that, then you also create the power to fix it. If you've given your power away by blaming others and criticizing and complaining, all you're going to get is more to complain and criticize and more to blame. And it creates you as a victim. That's the whole deal. If you want to know if you're in a state of victimhood, just listen to your inner dialogue. If you're blaming, complaining, and justifying your situation in any way, shape, or form, you're basically saying to the universe that I am a victim. That's what victim consciousness is. That you are powerless. You're not powerless. You're a totally powerful being. And we all are. And the sooner that you take 100% responsibility for everything that happens in your outer circumstance, the sooner you can start claiming that power back. And also, in the area of this self-development and inner programming, I'd like to pass on for those who can, you know, afford a disc. If you can only buy one disc, only buy one piece of information right now, the one I would suggest is to go to Bashar.org and order Transforming Core Beliefs, because it's just an incredible program. And it involves some meditation, about 10 or 15 minutes of your time a day over about a 90-day period. And if you're consistent and do the techniques for 90 days, you're going to find that you're going to open up all those core beliefs, and you're going to find synchronicities happening in your life that are so amazing that amazing becomes the norm. And that's exactly what Bashar says. He had to have, according to Bashar, special permission to bring this information to the planet at this time. And if you start to see how our personalities are formed and how our personalities can be reprogrammed, you start to see how powerful this information is. Another route to get at the same information, for those who can't afford, you know, the tapes, as I mentioned before, is to go to the College of Christ Consciousness on your computers, and in the Mother Mary information, which was channeled by Gene Hatch, you'll also find techniques for reprogramming core beliefs. And so that doesn't cost you any money. All you have to do is go on your computer. If you're able to listen to BDS radio, that means you can access Mother Mary's information, and it's under College of Christ Consciousness, and that's information channeled by Gene Hatch. Now, a few months back, actually, we did a program on ET yoga, and if you missed it, it was basically at that site of College of Christ Consciousness, about 20 ultimate truths of reality were revealed on the website, and those ultimate truths of reality were kept actually in the mystery schools until about 2 years ago. And some of the information leaked out here and there, some of that stuff kind of like the law of attraction, that kind of thing, was what has been, you know, coming out for the last few years. But can you imagine, like, 20 such laws about operating in 3D reality, ultimate truths of reality, that were all secret mystery school information, is right there on the website. And what I did was I took all that information and cross-referenced it with Bashar's New Age information. So this information that came from 3G and Hatch from Mother Mary, or Mary, actually came up from about 2,000 years ago. And the Bashar information, according to Bashar, because he says he's from 2,700 years in our future, I cross-referenced the information, and it's almost identical. So, you know, I don't know, there's a couple of great sources of information and an amazing way to look at the information, look at those ultimate truths of reality, and then make them practical in your own life. Because those are the rules that we all go by in 3D. And part and parcel of this is taking 100% responsibility for your outer reflection. And thus, when you do that, you start eliminating all that excess baggage of blaming other people. And I don't know if your outer reality is like mine, but when I listen to, and I don't see hardly any television, I think those of listening to yoga know that I don't think that's a positive thing to engage in, other than occasional. You will find that your outer experience, just watching other people, reflects a lot of people blaming and criticizing. And it's just a fruitless endeavor. There is no positive result of a negative or throwing a negative emotional spin on any situation, whether it's your past and it's your exes, or it's your childhood, or whatever it is. It's called the cut the cord and get on with life, and quit spending time blaming anybody for anything. You're the one who's responsible for your life, period. You're the one who's 100% responsible. It doesn't mean that you're the blame either. I mean, self-blame gets you into another negative. It's called take your experiences, learn from them, and move on. And spending that time criticizing the past isn't going to help you right in the future. So putting yourself in optimum position, keep your peace above all. Now, that, as I mentioned earlier in the top of the show, that's a little bit of a tough pill to swallow sometimes when you're in the middle of chaos. But the fact is that, as Swami Satchidananda would say, is that yogic part of the show tonight, keeping your peace is of paramount importance. Because if you lose your peace, how are you able to help those around you? And Bashar would also say, for those who have been into Bashar and following that kind of material, following the New Age thought about thought and belief and definition, another key one is that Bashar puts out is that you cannot experience what you're not the vibration of. And one of the things that really brought that home to me was a few years ago up in British Columbia, Canada. There was a huge fire that came through a portion of the community there. And many homes were destroyed. It was really interesting to see chaos and the fires that were coming through a community. And the fires would go into a certain area and destroy, like, you know, 95 homes, but 5 homes would be totally unscathed. And quite an interesting phenomenon about how those types of things happen. And yes, indeed, it is possible for you to be surrounded by chaos and maintain your peace. And as Bashar would say, you cannot experience what you are not the vibration of. Another very interesting concept passed on, you know, through extraterrestrial information. And for those who are wondering, who don't know how ET yoga came about, the fact is that the extraterrestrial channel information, although not all of it's accurate, and there's, you know, like any other subject, there's truth to be sifted and sorted. But the fact is that one of the key themes that comes through most of the Pleiadian information, for example, is that thought creates. And this is the big thing that we're learning on the planet now, is how important our thoughts, our beliefs, and our definitions are. And how that we can be the masters of our personalities and become more in alignment with our higher selves. And in that connection with respect to personality, Bashar would say there are only two objective truths. And the first is that we were all created from unconditional love. And second, that we have awareness. In fact, one of the most mind-boggling conversations that I've ever had the privilege to hear was actually a group of Bashar people that Bashar acted as the channel for another group of extraterrestrials. This particular group was making a decision as to whether or not they would become involved with assisting Earth humans at this time. And in their particular society, it was either unanimous or not. And one of the questions that came through from this ET group to the Bashar group was, who is asking the questions? And that caused some pause. And it caused a few interesting answers. In the end, the conversation got to the point where the Bashar group were asking the extraterrestrial group for the answer. And the answer they gave was, you are an awareness. And regardless of who you are at higher levels, being your higher self or being more at one with your higher self, even the higher self is also an awareness. So I thought that was quite an interesting observation because it reminded me of the ancient yogic tradition called the Vichara, which was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And that information included the Who Am I technique. And the Who Am I technique is when you place the thought I in the center of the forehead and put your entire focus of energy there. And at that point, you also then state that several times, Who Am I? And you continue with the inquiry, Who Am I? Until that's established. And then you make the statement, I am not my physical body, and I am not my internal organs, and I am not my thoughts, and then I am not this spot. What spot? And if you try that technique, you may find varying results, and some of the results may be that you go right through a doorway. And this was the technique as taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And for those who are not familiar with Sri Ramana Maharshi, he was a great East Indian sage who... basically, his first experience with higher consciousness, he stayed there. So obviously, he was a very ripe soul, kind of like ripe fruit falling off the tree of life. And when he had his first initial wake-up, or what many would call the planting of the seed, and after the planting of the seed, for most of us, then the process of spiritual growth unravels at the rate it's supposed to unravel. And but in his particular case, he just had the experience and bang, stayed there, enlightened. And he does have a book out called The Path of Self-Knowledge, a book that came out years and years ago. I think I first came into a copy of that back in the 70s, back in the days of Baba Ram Das and Be Here Now. So it's, you know, if you're looking for some interesting reading in the yogic areas, To my mind, the classic yoga text is still Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And the classic text in the New Age, for those who haven't found it or haven't heard about it, is Bringing to the Dawn. And that's Barbara Marciniak's, I don't know if it's her first book, but it's certainly one of her first books. And she also has a book out currently called Self-Empowerment, which I find is also an excellent read. I'm going to also mention, in terms of the New Age classics, I'm going to mention Patricia Corey's stuff, and what I call a trilogy, but it's actually not called the trilogy, but Starseed Revelations. She's got some great material. My favorite one of hers is No More Secrets, No More Lies. If you haven't seen the information in that book, I'd highly recommend it, not only for the information, but for some of the practical techniques that are also mentioned in the book. One of those, in particular, primary activation or triangulation of your DNA. Because, you know, what we're headed for in the long run here is utilizing more of our consciousness and activating latent DNA. And if you're looking also for ways to activate latent DNA, another, I find, a really valuable source of that are the, not all the crop circles, but three Genosha sacred geometry and the crop circles that appear at his website. We've given a plug several times for, I guess it's a process called HemiSync, and it was the Internet Product of the Year a year ago. It's basically activations of crop circles, and the beautiful colored ones that are activated. And for those who tuned in years ago, they used to be free, but now they're for sale. I think it's about $47, and you can order those on the Internet. A phenomenal way to activate latent DNA, because all the crop circles have energies, and the valid ones, at least, are a vibration, a frequency. And I'm in the process right now of actually taking about 20 of those colored crop circles that I got from Genosha Sacred Geometry, 8.5 by 11s, and making a large mural out of them. I think that would just be fantastic, and not only colorful, but a very effective tool. In that, also on that topic of activating latent DNA, the material connected with the Infinity Codes of 2007, which were connected with the sacred geometry, is another very, very valuable piece of information. And the key there is there are meditations right on the Internet. Those are for free. You can look up Infinity Codes of 2007 and get into meditations which do focus on developing unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion, because those are the emotional energies that will assist you most in the healing process. And as well, it's crossover information from self-empowerment. So self-empowerment, as I pointed out before, the farther you go with self-empowerment, it does cross over into the healing process, because it's the same types of energies that you eventually get focused into that tremendously boost the immune system. So the two are tied together, thus ET yoga, thus our focus on self-empowerment and the immune system. Speaking of the immune system, again, for those of you who are interested in purchasing detailed information on the types of things we've talked about tonight at ET yoga, I suggest go to maxwellgreensite.com. That's Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, green as in the color, .com. MaxwellGreenside.com is focused on the ancient yogis, healing, self-empowerment, all the mental aspects that relate to the spiritual journey. And, of course, not everything is there, but everything you need to know is there. And there's also some free downloads about for those who are in abusive relationships. There's also free downloads concerning self-empowerment, and I know many, the most popular item on that website right now is the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation, and it can be purchased for $19.95. It's on the site. You actually get the one-hour radio show that on ET Yoga that we produced that particular meditation that originally came from Bashar, the most fabulous meditation that that I've ever done, and I've been involved with Yogananda and Satchitananda and Ramana Maharshi's techniques, and the XYZ is incredible. So if you haven't heard the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, I would highly, highly recommend that. So that's all at Healing the Known and the Unknown at MaxwellGreenSight.com. And I'd also like to say at the end of the show here tonight that I'd like to wish you my sincerest success and wishes for full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And hope you'll be connecting with us again next week. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.